Hey, Fathead, Cigar Surgeon here with another Cigar Federation video review. Today we're going to be reviewing the Casa Turrent. It's from A Turrent. Now, if you're thinking, I've never heard of A Turrent, you probably have if you've ever had a cigar or heard of a San Andreas Maduro wrapper. A Turrent famously in Mexico grows the San Andreas Maduro wrapper, very well known. This, of course, is sporting that. A Turrent also makes the TMO brand. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of that. But I've heard of it up here in Canada. Casa Turrent's got the San Andreas Maduro wrapper. It's got two binders. One's Mexican, one's from Nicaragua. It's got Nicaraguan and Mexican tobacco. Obviously, you can see it's got a bit of a soft box press to it, which I'm always a big fan of. And I'm smoking the Robusto, which is a bit of a stretch for Robusto. It's 5.25x50, and the expected MSRP on the market here is about $8 to $9 US. I think in Canada, these typically run around the $15 mark after taxes. And this sample was provided to me by my employer, Cheap Smokes and Cigars Canada. So I'm pretty excited to try this out. It had a wonderful smell when it came in the shop. I was opening the box, taking a nose, and it's got a really nice sort of plum raisin smell to it. And we'll get to that in a minute. We get to the nosing, we'll get to lighting and start reviewing. All right, getting to the nosing on this Casa Turrent. Lots of cedar. Tons and tons of cedar. Not getting any of the raisin and plum that I originally got when I opened the box. Getting some sweet raisin out of the foot, but that cedar is just completely dominating the nose here. Not getting anything else. So let's get to lighting and smoking here. So I could opt for a double jet here because it is a 50 ring gauge, but I'm going to go with a single torch here. So hopefully I can do this without doing any sort of damage to the wrapper. Obviously that San Andreas Maduro wrapper, kind of the highlight. I'm a big fan. Typically when I smoke a cigar with a San Andreas wrapper, I'm usually pretty happy. It kind of fits right into my ballpark of flavor. Nice and toasted. Time for a Zycar V-cut. Draws a little bit on the tight side. Interesting start. Again, sweet raisin. Do a retrohale, see what else I can pick up. A little bit of cedar. Very, very faint spices on the retro. Extremely light on the retro. So let the first third settle in and see what else comes to the surface. Passing the 15-minute mark, there's this wonderful powdered cocoa that's coming through. It's quite subtle, but it's there. You can, you know, as I smack my lips, as I kind of roll my tongue around, I can still taste it post-hail. And it's subtle. It's not overpowering. It's like a light plus, medium minus, very subtle. But it's kind of the dominant profile after I take a draw. It's quite delicious. As the first third starts to wind down, powdered cocoa is still there. There's some cedar influence now. That cedar that I was getting so strongly off the wrapper. It's not dominant, but it is at a medium minus, so it's definitely competing with the powdered cocoa. As it sort of wanes at the draw, I get a little bit of earthiness and some sweetness sort of mixed in together, and that's how each draw is finishing right now. So I'm about maybe 10 minutes before we get into the middle third here. So sitting about the 1 hour mark, moving into the middle third here, there is a sweet raisiny with the cedar dropping off. The earthiness has really fallen to the background. There's a little bit of black pepper post-draw, very light, maybe light plus, just kind of lingering very, very subtly on the tongue between draws here. Getting to the halfway point of the middle third, and the sweet raisin is still there. The earthiness has come back along with some green cedar. So there's definitely a green quality to it. Still enjoyable. There's that powdered cocoa is sort of there at the end of the draw to kind of coat the palate post-draw. It's kind of interesting. Probably another 15 minutes here before we get into the last third. Getting to the end of the middle third here, and the earthiness is really taking over the profile. It's a little bit of acrid quality to it. It's got a cocoa that sort of hits at the end of that, but the cocoa isn't strong enough to overpower the earthiness. So it's kind of taking a turn for the worst, I think, in the middle third. So I'm going to purge it a few times and hope it recovers and see what happens as it moves into the last third. In the final third, and the earthiness is really dominating the profile here again. Cocoa's still there, very, very light, but the earthiness is just running it right over. I'm going to try purging it again and see if I can get anything else here in the last third. Wrapping up the review of the Casa Turrent Box Press Robusto. Hope you enjoyed the review. It was an interesting smoking experience. Check out the written review at CigarFederation.com. And if you liked our video, give us a up thumb, throw us a comment, give us some feedback at the show, surgeon@CigarFederation.com. We'll be back next week with another Cigar Federation video review.